It's Wednesday the 24th of December, 10 a.m. A wee bit of a long lie in bed. Got it at 9 this morning. The skies are really mixed. We've got bright blue and white cloud, and we've also got masses of grey cloud. I could feel rain again in the air. Last night was terrible. Woke us up during the night with rain driving into the bedroom window. I don't think it's to be nice today at all. On Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve. Doesn't feel like Christmas Eve. Even if it was cold and frosty and sunny, it'd feel like Christmas Eve, but it just feels like another day. So I slept well last night. I'm feeling okay. A lot of emotions rolling about just now. That's to be expected. Oh, there's a cold breeze that's got to be coming down from the north. Oh. I feel rain. Yes. So I'm going to turn to the southwest and look at the only bright bit of sky. A wee patch of blue and a patch of white cloud. That's it. Everything else is greyness. That is indeed a cold wind. Bitter cold, in fact. So, today will be a day of not a lot, to be honest. Visited my mum yesterday. I've been up to see her for a while. She stays in the same town. My younger sister looks after her, not full time because she works, but she calls in every single day and has been doing that for years. But that's all down to circumstances. I'm not necessarily saying that that's how it should have been, but I won't go there. The thing is that seeing my mum, when I saw her a few months ago, and I hadn't seen her for a wee while before that, I thought I got a bit of a shock how old she had. It was looking, she turned 90 last September, November, September. And she did look old, but when I saw her yesterday, she looked even more frail. She's still got a witty mind, that's for sure. There's nothing wrong with her mind, but apparently she'd had another stroke last week, hadn't had one for a long while, and lost her sight. And was taken into hospital. But her sight returned, they kept her in overnight and her sight returned, so she's on another medication. It's now raining heavily, I'm going to get soaked. You wouldn't have thought so, because she just looked the same except another bit weaker and older. But still able to get a bit of her own wee flat, as it were. And my sister was there, so I had a blather with her. But it meant a lot to me to go up and see her at this time of year. On Christmas Day she'll be carted off. I'm going for shelter. She'll be carted off to my sister's home for Christmas Day dinner. But she's told me, while my sister was in the kitchen, that she didn't feel up to going, but she didn't want to let my sister down. So she's going to go, but she's she's not really fit enough, I could see that, even just to get out of the apartment and down and into her car, etc. She finds lifting her legs a real struggle now. So, I really felt pretty good yesterday after coming away, having seen her, spoken to her for a good bit. Give her a hug and a kiss as I left. The prodigal son. Actually, it's not as simple as that, so as I said, I won't go into it. But it was good to see her, and I'm glad I did go up, especially at this time of the year. She does look frail. As I said, her mind's still sharp. But she's realistic about her health. I remember, on a lighter note of that, I remember way back when my dad was living and they stayed in my home up the road. She took a stroke. My dad called me up, panicking. She was lying on the couch, and I spoke to her. She said, "What's happened?" I says, "Thank you for the stroke, Mum. But you're going to be okay, don't worry." And then she said, "What's happened?" So I said, "You've had a wee stroke, Mum. But the guys are here, the medics are here, they'll look after you, don't worry. What's happened?" Trust me, this went on for a long while. So obviously what was being said there was not being recorded by the brain. Looking back, it was funny. But it wasn't funny at the time, if you know what I mean. Like those people that have a 3 second or a 5 second memory, something like that. But she's a hardy soul, and she got over all that. So, I guess my thoughts a lot at this time are with my mum and my dad, who's lying just up the road here from not the quarter mile. So, the skies are brightening. The rain, I think, is going off. I can see masses of blue sky now. You know, our weather really is crazy. It's unbelievable that all those grey clouds, less than 5 minutes ago, have, apart from over in the west, have totally disappeared. But I've got blue sky and white clouds now. Our weather is mad. So, Christmas Eve, I think I've said that a couple of times already. Just doesn't feel like it. Not to me anyway. Not to me. But we'll have the vigil mass for Christmas up in my wife's hometown, which I now consider my parish as well, in St. Catherine's of Siena, 5:30 this evening. I'm looking forward to that. Singing carols. Wishing people, although a little early, a Merry Christmas. Handshakes and hugs. Looking forward to that. I hope tomorrow's going to be a nice day for all those who need to get out and about, whether they're adult or kiddies with their new presents, getting outside on Christmas Day, and everyone's not sheltering away indoors from dreich weather.